On this episode of Off Course Agility, my guests are Luke Renker and Lisa Schmidt, the stars of the Luke and Lisa Puppy Show on YouTube. And my guest today on Off Course Agility is Luke Renker. And Lisa Schmidt is also there in the background, so we might hear Lisa too. So welcome both of you to my podcast.
Thank you.
And I know that you are, I'll call you a YouTube star, even though I don't think you have the, you know, you don't have millions of followers, but I know you're on YouTube, and I've seen some of your YouTube things. So I'm going to go a little different than some of my other podcasts, and I'm going to say, just for reference, that we're recording this on the first Thursday of August, and here in New Jersey, it's about 80 degrees, and the humidity, there's a little humidity, but it's not bad. So I know often... What is the weather out there in Illinois, Luke?
What's the weather like, Luke? I have no idea. 90 degrees, it feels like. Yeah, it's hot and humid here, too.
Okay, so it sounds like it's a little warmer out there than here. All right, and then sometimes I know you start with what's new. Do you have anything new out there?
Yeah, what's the news? Lisa finally got back from the trip.
Okay. Lisa's been away and she's back.
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to ask, Luke, I know you are my youngest guest, and I'm going to ask you a question I don't usually ask my guests. I'm going to start with, how old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
You're nine. So what year in school does that make you? What grade did you just complete or are you going to be going into?
I'm going to fourth grade.
Fourth grade. Okay, very good. And then usually I ask people, how did they discover agility? I think maybe you started really young, but can you tell me what got you interested in agility?
Lisa.
Okay, Lisa got you interested in agility. Yeah, it's nice to have someone in the family that's very into agility and very accomplished. Okay, let's ask, what is your dog? Let's go to your dog. You have a dog, right?
Yes.
And what's your dog's name?
Zumi.
Okay, and how old is Zumi now?
Oh, we just talked about this.
16 months. 16 months. Okay. Yep. So your dog, let's see if I remember. So your dog is almost a, well, I guess NADAC always changes rules and things. Have you run Zumi yet in any agility runs?
No, not yet.
So you're still training Zumi?
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of dog? What kind of dog is Zumi?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. You don't know.
He's like a Chihuahua mix. Yeah. He's a rescue.
All right. And did you name Zumi for a particular reason?
Yes, also my favorite TV show,
which is
The Flash.
Okay. I will claim that I don't know much about The Flash. I think I've seen it, but I don't know much about it. So is that a animated show or is it with actors and stuff?
It's with actors.
Oh, okay. All right. And then what is Zumi in that show?
There's a supervillain named Zoom.
Ah, okay.
Supervillain.
Supervillain. So you named your dog after a supervillain. I hope that doesn't mean the dog is evil. I'm sure it'll be a good dog. All right. So you have run some dogs in agility, correct?
Yeah, I ran my aunt's dog.
Okay, so which one? I know she has a number of dogs. Which dog were you running at a trial or in a video run or whatever?
Spy.
Spy. Okay.
Explain more of
those. I usually train with Spy because of he's the slower paced one, so he's easier to work with.
Okay. Okay.
So you train everybody. Who do you like to run the best?
I like Jay because he listens very well to me, and I don't have to hold the toy. I can just give it to Lisa so she can throw it for me.
Okay, that's good. All right. So in addition to agility, I know that you also ride horses. Can you tell me how long you've been riding horses?
I have took a break for a couple years, but I just started recently again.
Over the past year, he's tell him about Frost.
She got her eye poked out by a stick, we think, but she's still just the same great horse.
And what do you do?
I short cows.
And what does that mean?
That means they call out a number and you have to get that number in the pen.
Okay, so you ride your horse, and your horse, you're telling me, can only see from one of its eyes?
Yes, he only has one eye.
Oh.
And color?
Frost.
We call Frost the one-eyed wonder.
Okay, Frost the one-eyed wonder. And did that happen? I mean, was the horse, when did it get poked in the eye? Has it always been, or did it?
Actually, shortly after we bought her, her eye was infected, so we ended up taking it out.
Oh, wow. Okay, okay. Yeah. But you're
doing great, though.
All right. So now, I know I saw one video where you were sorting cows, and that's a pretty interesting thing. And I think the video said you came in second. And were you riding Frost in that video?
Yes.
All right.
I ride her in almost every single sorting. Sometimes at our house, I ride my dad's horse.
All right. And when you, now the video I saw, and I think I only saw one, but was that your dad in the video riding with you? Because sorting, is that a two people sport?
Yeah, my dad was riding with me.
Or I was, or yeah. Mom was. We ride together. Luke and I rock together.
I usually get the most cows with you.
Yep.
All right. I don't know that I don't know I saw a video with Lisa, but maybe that'll be coming in the future.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, tell him what else you just got. He's got a new passion now.
I got a new dirt bike.
Oh, no, a dirt bike. Okay.
We're selling our foot. We're going to get my four-wheeler fixed and sell my old dirt bike for parts and sell the four-wheeler.
All right. So you got a dirt bike to ride around, and you live on a kind of a farm, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. But that's not going to take away from you doing agility, right? You're not going to get so involved with dirt bike, right?
No.
Okay. All right. And have you gone to some trials that Lisa's run or other trials?
He was going to come with me in June, but we ended up canceling my trial. So hopefully our next trial maybe will be September.
Yay!
Okay. All right. So in September you might get to run another dog at a trial.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Okay, because in NIDAC, and I imagine a lot of other venues, you are considered a junior handler.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. What kid you like? Young kid. So, why do you like doing agility, Luke?
I see how happy you are doing it. So, I have fun doing it, and I like that it's something that the dogs like.
Right. So you enjoy working with the dog and having fun with the dog and doing agility.
Yes.
Yeah. And I since you have Zumi, I assume in the future you'll be trying to run Zumi at dog trials.
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. He's been doing it so far. All right, let's see, what else can we ask? What else about agility? Let's see. What's your favorite obstacle to train or to do?
Me?
Yeah.
I like doing the weaves.
How do you like that? How do you like doing the weave poles?
You like doing weave poles, really? Okay. And what about your dogs? Do your dogs like doing the weave poles?
We haven't trained it yet with our dog.
A little young. Now Lisa would know that my first dog, Dino, he loved to do the weaves. It was one of his, most dogs don't like to do the weaves, but Dino, when I knew I got to the weaves, I always thought that the weaves, he'd do well at the weaves. And sometimes the weaves actually would speed him up and he would do well after we did the weave.
We had a beagle, too. What was our beagle's name?
Brock.
Brock?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Did that dog do agility, or was it just a pet dog?
Pet dog.
Okay. Well, beagles certainly are good for that. I see a lot of beagles, and I don't see that many beagles doing agility. I do it with my dog, and my sister has a beagle, and she does agility with her dog. And on occasion, I've seen some other beagles, but it's not been too often I see beagles doing agility.
We'll probably get another one sometime.
Yeah, but they howl really bad and wake me up in the morning.
Ah, yeah. If you're a beagle fan, you like the howl usually, but maybe not in the middle of the night or waking you up.
We have a doggy door. Tell them about it. We have a doggy door.
We have a doggy door, and if our beagle starts howling, all of our dogs just go out there and just howl. We call it the Howling Club.
Very good. I can imagine that. So I've never had a dog door. So you have a dog door so your dogs can go in and out on their own.
Yep. Yeah.
And then, does that lead into a fenced area, or, you know, I know you're in the country,
yeah.
But yeah, it's a fenced area. Okay.
It leads into a little, like, fenced area where they can run back and forth and play.
It's not little, it's big, but yeah.
Well, yeah, it's big. It's really big.
Okay. And it being August, I assume you are off from school right now, is that correct?
Yeah, but we start in 2 weeks.
Oh, really? When did your summer break start?
In May.
Oh, wow. That's a little different from most of the schedules in New Jersey. That most schools in New Jersey end around June, and then they have all of July and August off, and they usually go back at the start of September. Oh, so you're going back to school soon.
Yep.
All right. So what have you been doing during your summer? Have you been training your dog and riding the horse?
Yeah, and there's a new neighbor that moved in that I play with.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I assume they have some kids that are your age.
Yep.
They're all younger than me, actually.
Oh, really? Okay. All right, that's nice. So tell me a little bit about your YouTubing. How you've done a lot of different episodes, I think, now. And what are you calling the show these days?
Luke and Lisa
Puppy Talk Show.
So it's the Luke and Lisa Puppy Talk Show? Okay. Because I think I've seen different names over the time that I've
We do sometimes say it different because we sometimes forget it.
Well, maybe it's just what Lisa or whoever posts them up puts them as. So it's the Luke and Lisa puppy show.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And that's, I mean, you still have a puppy. Zumi's a puppy. And now, Lisa, did you just get a new puppy?
Yep. Tell them about my puppy.
Her puppy has a bunch of energy, and he loves people.
Well, that's always good.
What's his name? Key to my heart.
Key is the name? Okay. Wow, nice. And what kind of dog is Key?
Border Collie.
That's a Border Collie. Okay. Yeah. I would expect that for Lisa, perhaps. But I know Lisa's had many different types of dogs over the years.
Yeah, she has. Well, because I have Zumi's sister, Emmy.
And
so we have Emmy and Zumi. When we rescued them, we rescued both of them together. Oh. From All Herding Dog Rescue from Robin. And so we both have, he has Zumi and I have Emmy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think I saw Emmy when you were in the zone in May and doing the seminar. That was, I met Emmy. But Zumi was there with you, right, Luke?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So in the future, do you see yourself maybe traveling around when you can with Lisa to go into trials?
Yeah, because she just got a new motorhome and has bunk bed for me.
Oh, nice. Well, maybe someday maybe you'll go to Champs.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Yep. I know this year that NADAC, they're being, you know, they want to encourage younger people like you, Luke, to, and I know if they go to Champs, I think they were paying the entry fees for them encourage younger people to get involved in agility and come to Champs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe next year it's in Ohio, so we got 2 years. That's a good goal.
Right. So in 2 years, you'd be 11. That would be a good.
Yeah.
I'm 1 year younger than my brother right now.
All right. So, yeah, so that's, and you know, in everything, I mean, in agility, which I don't know, some people consider it a sport, which I think a lot of people do, or a hobby or whatever, in many things, you always need new young blood, which you are, Luke, to come into it and keep things fresh and interesting.
Yep.
So I have a question from my sister, who also has watched she probably has watched more of your videos on YouTube than I have. But she wanted to know. She knows that you're involved with dogs, and she knew a little bit about you and cow sorting. But she wanted to know, what are some of your other favorite animals? Do you have any?
I like turtles, and I like snakes.
Ooh. Like the amphibians, huh? Yeah. Do you have any turtles or snakes?
No, my mom is scared of snakes, and they won't allow me to have a turtle yet.
Okay, all right. But do you have any turtles around, just in nature around you? Do you have any turtles?
Yeah. They're mostly snapping turtles, though.
Ooh, yeah, snapping turtles. Okay, yeah. Yeah, you don't want to get too close to those guys.
No. But we have a lot of animals on the farm. What other animals do we have here?
We have donkeys, sheep, and we have horses, a pig, cows. I don't really know all the animals we have. Ponies, cats, dogs. We used to have chickens.
What happened to the chickens?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so yeah, you definitely have some of the normal animals on the farm. Now, is the farm that you live on, is part of the farm actually producing stuff to sell, or is it just you kind of live in a farm area?
They live here. We don't sell them. So
right.
Them.
So all the animals you have are mostly for your own use, we'll say.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you have any chores that involve any of those animals?
Oh, what a good question, Ed. So I don't really have chores, but I do help out my dad sometimes in the barn to help water and feed.
Well, that's nice. That's good.
He does help his mom in the kennel sometimes, too.
I always tell her if he needs any help, I'm always watching.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Yeah, help is always appreciated, no matter what's going on. And on a farm, I imagine there's always chores and things to be done.
Yeah. So, what is your favorite trick to do with the dog?
I like to paws up with Sumi because he likes it. And I actually taught Zeal how to do that, too.
Oh, good. Why is that good?
Because of it can make them come to you if they don't listen. And some of them just might like it.
That's good.
Right. And and could you just describe to me what is paws up?
So you say paws up and they jump, like they push their like legs up on your paws. Yeah, put their front paws on your legs.
Okay. Yeah. And actually Lisa mentioned that to me to help my dog to keep his nose off the ground a bit. And also I find it's a good thing to do before I run, just to let him, because it does kind of stretch out the bottom, you know, the bottom legs a little bit. So I've been doing that myself. I've been having Trace do paws up on me. So that's one of the ones my dog does know.
Yeah, that's a good one. What else? What is another good trick you do?
I like him like going between my legs.
That's good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't do that one. I'm not that coordinated, but my sister does. My sister can have Belle do figure eights under her legs. So that's pretty cool to watch. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you think that helps with?
Bending their body.
Yeah, I would agree.
Good answer.
I agree. That is. And I could, you know, I see that with when my sister does it with Belle. It helps her to get, you know, she's spin, you know, because you're going back and forth, right, left, whatever. Yeah. So,
yeah. So, what do you think is important when you have your dog out doing agility? Like if you're going to class, you're going to a trial, and you have your dog out, what's important?
To bring a leash.
Okay, what else? Assuming you have your leash on and there's other dogs around, what do you think you should do?
If they're getting scared of the dogs, go back and do something that they like so it'll calm them down.
That's good. Good. Like what? Besides the paws off? Or...
So, Gay liked doing, like, the twirls. Uh-huh. So he was getting freaked out about a dog at class, so I did. So I did that with Jay.
He wasn't getting creeped out.
He was getting antsy.
Okay, antsy is a better word.
Okay. And I'm not sure I totally got that. So what were you, when that was happening, what were you doing with the dog?
So I was spinning him.
Yeah, doing spins.
Oh, okay. Right, I'll have to remember that for my dog.
Yeah, he liked the tug of war, so I did a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And really good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, some dogs really do like to tug. That's true. Do most of your dogs like to tug?
No,
only Jay.
Yeah, only Jay's a big tugger.
He likes flinging me around.
Okay. That's interesting.
It's not true. What? He doesn't fling you around.
He makes me fall though.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe. I don't know. So I think I asked this, but I'm going to ask it again. How many times and how many videos have you and Lisa done together now?
I have no idea.
I don't either. Maybe 15.
Okay. And when did you start doing them? How long ago did you start?
About a year
when we got Emmy and Zumi.
Well, I didn't really do videos. I just trained with you before we got Emmy and Zumi.
Yeah, how'd you come up with the idea? Because it was Luke's idea to do the talk show.
Colton actually came up with the idea.
Oh, his brother. They watch a lot of YouTube stuff, so they came up with the idea, I guess.
No, he came up with the idea.
Oh, okay.
He thought it would be cool to get a talk-like show thing about stuff like that.
Yeah. So we had our puppies, so then we started talking about what we were doing with our puppies, right?
Yeah, and what can help.
Right, what do you think helped with the puppies?
I think Paw's Up helped them, and I don't really know.
What about the bucket?
Oh, the bucket? He likes doing that at class a lot. And that can help him go through, like, obstacles, right?
Yep.
Right. I know about the buckets because, you know, I've gone to some of Lisa's seminars, and I remember her teaching and telling me about the bucket. And my dog definitely, you know, he likes to go... I call that paws, and he likes to go to the buckets and put his paws on them. So it does help. It helps to be able to send your dog to that, and that helps in being able to train some things.
Yep, yep. Why do you think it's important? What has it done lately? What have we done lately with the bucket?
So we've been putting it on the other side of the obstacle and sending them through the bucket. So they can go there and they know where to go.
Yeah.
Right. That works. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
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 All right. So I'll let you put on your future prediction cap. I know you're young, but. A lot of people. What do you think you might want to do in your life? What would you like to do?
I want to train dogs like my aunt.
You do? Okay. Well, that's a fine thing to want to do.
Well, what else? What other ideas?
I want to be a CSI.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ah, crime scene investigation. All right.
We watch scary movies together, Luke and I.
And we have to find out who did it. That's what I like about it. Or just plain Jason.
Okay. Yeah. So you have an interest in crime scene investigation and dog training. Well, I know you're interested in dog training. And so for those who maybe have never seen the YouTube, and I'll find a recent one, and I'll put a link in my show description for this podcast. But this being a podcast, we only have audio. But you have the advantage being on YouTube. You have the video and the audio. But in general, what happens on your show? What's the general? What's a common show that you do? I know you start with the news and the weather often.
Yeah, that's just for fun.
We talk about dog training. So we try to think of things to help people with dog training.
Yeah, and we're running out of ideas.
So
yeah,
if anybody has any ideas, let us know. Any questions?
Right, so if people put questions back to you on your comments and stuff, then you try to address them in the next show, right?
Yep,
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll see. I'll put my thinking cap on too. And if anybody here in my audience has a question for Luke and Lisa, they can go onto YouTube and find their show and watch a show, and they can submit some questions to you for future shows.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Because actually, that's always the hardest part when you do things like YouTube and a podcast. getting responses from your audience, because you see that people are see that people are watching your videos, but then to get some interaction back from your audience, that helps your shows in the future.
Yeah.
And I know I've seen a few over the time, and if I don't recall, I think I saw one where maybe you had an appearance by Spider-Man. Is that true?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I remember that one. That was fun.
Was that around Halloween when you did that one?
Nope.
No? Okay. You just dressed up as Spider-Man.
Just like costumes.
I like scary costumes especially.
Okay.
And why was that good to do that? Why was that good? What did we learn from the Spider-Man costume?
To wear like weird things for your dogs, so your dogs don't like in the middle of a trial, if someone's like wearing a weird hat, or if they're scared of blood, they won't be scared.
Yeah, I didn't think of that, but that's a good point, because you never know what it's something that you have to think about when you're training dogs, because especially, depending on what you want your dog to do, like I'll give you an example, and I know the pandemic has the whole COVID thing has changed some things, but my sister and her dog Belle, they actually are a therapy dog. So before COVID, they used to go to nursing homes and places. And recently, actually, she's been going to an elementary school. They've been asking for some therapy dogs as like a treat for the kids. Leanne's gone to, and it's funny, she's actually gone to the elementary school where she actually went. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So the dogs are outside. Maybe I'll have to have her come on. But yeah, the dogs, they're outside of the school, and everybody's like in a circle, and then the dogs that are part of the therapy like walk around and visit the students. So, but my point on that is, and it goes along with what you guys were just saying. What if you go to a a place where like a I can't think of the word a senior center or something? What might people have? They might have a cane or a walker or a wheelchair. And what do you think you need to do for that with a dog?
You should try it. If you go a bunch of different places, you should try wearing, like, weird hats and stuff.
And get them around, like, the wheelchair and the cane. And
because we have a cane, and I think we had a wheelchair.
Yeah.
At one time.
Well, how do you do that, though? So if we went somewhere and somebody had a wheelchair and, like, Zumi was barking, what would you do?
I would hold him tighter, first of all.
Well, so he doesn't get loose. But what would you do to try to help him?
I'd try calming him down.
And how do you do that?
Usually I just sit down for a few seconds, and then he usually just sits next to me, so I pet him a little, then he gets better.
Right, and do some tricks, different tricks to help him, right? Like the paws up and stuff? Yeah. Good.
Right. That's good. And I think that's what, I think Leanne had to do a little of that. I think she may have had a cane, and she kind of showed it to Belle and things. So she tried to introduce it. And then like you guys were just saying, make sure it's a positive, positive experience, because therapy dogs, they have to like the good citizen canine test and stuff, they have to show that they're okay around a person in a wheelchair and a person with a cane, things like that, because you don't want the dog to jump up or bark, seeing something strange like someone in a Spider-Man suit.
Yeah, you never know when Spider-Man might show up.
I just wear a bunch of if you're somewhere where people cosplay all the time, you need to get them around.
Right. Yeah. So, all right. That's good. So are there any, are you doing any other fun things this summer? Riding your dirt bike? Training your dogs? And you're riding your horses?
Yeah, riding horses.
Yep.
Riding his bike.
Riding pretty much everything.
He likes to go fast.
Oh, do you? Okay. Yeah, well, I understand that. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm trying to think what other questions I might have for you. Do you have any questions for me?
Anything you want to talk about, though? Let's see. What about agility? Let's see. Training-wise or going to class, what do you think is important to do when you go to class?
Bring treats.
What kind of treats do dogs like?
I don't really know. I just grab what you guys give me.
Mom gives you treats, huh?
She gives me cheese.
Mom gives them cheese. And what do I use all the time?
Meatballs, Cheerios, honeycomb. A bunch of stuff.
I like Cheerios.
And you sometimes use ham, and I still eat all your treats.
Yeah. Luke will eat my treats if they're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are we going to start training this week? What did I just say today after we're done with this? We're going to start training.
Weepoles.
We're going to start our weepole training with Zumi and Emmy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because it's time to teach them to weave. They just pretty much have been doing hoops in some tunnels. We haven't done a whole lot with them. We're taking our time, right?
Yeah, so we don't overwork them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And what is your technique to start training weave poles?
I think I'm going to alter my normal training for Zumi and Emmy. I use channels and I put netting up on the weave poles. And I usually always do 12, but I might start out doing 4 poles with them, I think. And we'll see how it goes. So, yeah, I like netting and channels.
Okay. And when you say netting, is it netting to form the pattern on the poles, or is it just netting on the side? I'm not sure.
It goes straight out. I use bird netting, and it's very fine netting, so they can hardly see it. And I literally tape it to the pole and then stick it straight out and then put another pole in the ground, so it's kind of a contraption.
Yeah,
but they all weep pretty good.
I think I understand what you're saying. That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So that's what we'll start. We're gonna start doing our weep pole training.
Yep.
And then we have to train our contacts. Still haven't decided what we're doing with that yet. But we've started doing, backing up and teaching them to put their back feet on stuff. Right.
Yeah. We've been doing that a lot.
What else have we done with the puppies since we got them? What did we do when we first got them and stuff?
We practiced their sits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The case of the sits. What else did we do with the puppies?
When we first started, this was actually completely out of nowhere. We taught them how to do sits.
And what else?
And we did paws, and I think we did feet first.
Yeah.
And we worked on their balance.
Yeah, we did some balance stuff. We do some fitness stuff, have them walk on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go around cones.
Yeah. We just use what we have.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of stuff.
We have a bunch of stuff. Yeah, more than I need. We need.
Yeah, but I think, like you say, you have a lot of stuff, but some of the things you're mentioning are, a lot of people have. So if they have a dog coming up and training, they can find things like that. They might have a cone or a garbage can or something they can use to have the dog go around that or whatever. And I forget now, most people can make do with things.
Yep. Yep. And buckets are cheap.
Right. And the buckets, yeah. I know from having experienced it with you, the bucket is well worth the $5 or $6 it costs to get a bucket at Tractor Supply or wherever you find it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's see, what else about handling? What do you think about our handling style? What do we like to handle? How do you handle? Do you like being far away from the dogs? Do you like being close?
I start out close, and I work my way farther and farther.
Yeah, Luke likes distance handling, too.
Okay, well, that's definitely a skill that's good to have in the venue of NADAC.
Yep.
And it doesn't hurt in all the others, too.
Yep. Let's see, what else? What is a switch?
Oh?
When you say switch, what does that mean?
They're going straight. Wait, no. They're turning, and then...
They turn away from you?
They turn, and then we switch so that then they turn away from us.
Yep. What else? What other agility things you want to talk about?
I don't know.
What? It's fun. What else? All right. Where does Zumi sleep?
Usually at the foot of my bed.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's often where my dog sleeps too.
What else, Luke?
If this was
our talk show, what would you
want to
talk about?
I don't know. I already ran out a week ago.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we've been going a decent amount here, so I appreciate you being on here, Luke. You're my youngest guest, and I think we've gotten a sense of you. And I thank Lisa for helping with all these questions she's dreaming up.
Hang on, Luke's got a question for me. Wait, what? Okay, what?
Have you ever teach our pig a trick yet?
Oh, because we do have a pig, a potbelly pig. Well, yeah, she's gone through a hoop before, and I've sent her around cones before. And I've sent our cat around. I've trained our cat to go around cones, too.
If she even smells you, she'll come running across the...
Yeah.
She'll come running across the driveway just to see you, because you always give her shoes.
That's our cat. Yeah.
Okay. Well, now I've heard, and you guys can tell me because I know nothing about potbelly pigs. I've heard that pigs are really quite intelligent, so that it's not that surprising they should be able to be trained to do stuff.
Yeah. No, she's very smart, and she's a very good human trainer. Because every time I see her, I give her treats. So she's taught me well. And she has a better recall than any dog I've ever had. I could call her from far away, and she will come trucking as fast as she can in her little potbelly body.
It's so funny how she runs. So funny.
Let's see. All right, what else? What other breed of dog would you like to have?
Just to have a pet or for agility?
For agility.
I like the border collies because they're very sweet.
They're very sweet. What else are border collies?
They listen very well.
They're very smart.
Yes. And they have high energy.
Yeah, they do.
Yes. I'd also add that a lot of them are very fast.
Yep.
And they're most... Border collies like people.
I don't know about that. Mine,
most of yours.
Mine are good with people. Ugh. So what do you think I should train my puppy first? So I've had my puppy a month, and, you know, he learned his name, and he traveled a whole bunch of places. But I'm home now, and I'm going to start training. What do you think I should start with?
He's very good at shitting, so I don't think he... I think you should do paws.
Okay, paws and do the bucket stuff?
Yes.
What else?
What have we taught our puppy over the years? I can't even remember if it's so...
Oh, yeah. Well, he's got to learn. He's walked on leash.
Well, he's very good on leash.
He's very good on leash, yeah. Yeah, he came with a good leash, thank God.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll start doing some bucket stuff with him and doing some paws-up stuff like we did with Emmy and Zumi.
Okay, so yeah, you'll have another dog to be on your YouTube videos with you.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
You got
it. And Luke was the star of my, so I have a pup, I'll do a shameless brand, or advertising here. I do have a puppy program, online puppy program, and Luke and Zumi were stars of my puppy class as well. So I have lots of videos of Luke training his puppy, and my puppy for that matter. Yeah, ours. I paid him.
No, I haven't even got any money.
Oh, I've paid you a lot.
You only paid me $50. I need some more cut out of it.
Oh, no, they're squabbling among the YouTube stars.
Yes, yes, all over money.
It's okay, I have fun doing it with you.
So, yeah, so we have a class that, you know, I have videos of Luke training the dog as well, not just talking about it, actually doing it.
Right.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you've been also on some of Lisa's online training classes as a star there too. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Anything else? I can't think of anything else.
That we have special videos on the talk show.
What kind of special videos?
The 4th of July, Halloween, Valentine's Day.
Oh, we try to have holiday themes.
Okay, yeah. So,
and if I remember to get them up on time.
Yeah, oh, too early.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Well, that's why I was asking about the Spider-Man, but it turned out that wasn't around Halloween.
No, I'm just wearing a costume. And but what's your favorite costume?
I have to think. Probably the Ghostface costume, because I had fun chasing my friend around.
Oh.
The plastic knife.
The Ghostface costume from Scream, because we like Scream. Tell them the story about at Menards.
Oh, we just went to the Halloween store and bought me a costume, and my mom had to go to the bathroom for forever.
Don't you tell that part.
Yeah, but that's why we were there. So I wanted to throw on my costume and see if it fits. So I threw on the costume and jumped in the front seat. So I kept scaring people when they walked by, and it was very fun.
It was so funny. People would walk by and they'd see him sitting in the front seat with his ghost face costume, and they would jump.
Oh, that is a real ghost.
It was funny.
Oh my.
Just a normal kid in a Scream costume.
Very good. Very good. So you were giving everybody a fright. That's good.
Yep.
All right. All right. Well, I think we've covered a lot, and I thank you, Luke, for bringing my. You'll probably always be my youngest guest, but you never know. Maybe I'll get somebody younger. I'll put a link to maybe one of the recent shows so people can find the YouTube on there in the show notes for you. And
okay.
Yeah. So. Luke and Lisa, I thank you very much for being on my podcast.
You're welcome. Thanks.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah.
And I'm back with a quick final. I enjoyed talking to my youngest guest to date, Luke Ranker. And to Lisa, I thank Lisa for helping to draw some of the answers out of Luke. And I had a lot of fun with both of them on this episode. It's important to have young people get involved in almost all things. And I know this for agility, for the sake of agility's future, you need to bring young people into it. So that there's, you know, young blood, new blood always coming in to keep it going. You need people to be the people who run the trials and things like that. And you need them to get involved early so that later perhaps they'll be the the people that will do those things and keep the sport active into the future. I know I've mentioned in the past, I'm a ham radio operator, and that's an activity that is always looking to bring younger people into it, because a lot of the ham radio operators of today are older people. A lot of people got involved after World War II, and those people are very old now, and there's a lot of Vietnam veterans that are hams. At any rate, there's a lot of hams that are pretty getting old. I don't know what the proportion of that is, but ham radio has different constraints that maybe agility does, because if all the radio operators just disappeared, the frequencies that the governments of the world allocate for ham radio might be used for something else. There's always demands for radio frequencies. So it's always important to keep your activity, whatever it is, growing with people that are younger and interested in it so that it continues to grow and it helps to make everyone and everybody enjoy that activity better. I'd like to say I currently do not have anyone lined up to be my September guest. So if you've been listening to the podcast and you've thought of maybe being a guest, want to come on and tell me how you started in agility, I'd be happy to have you on. And as always, you can reach me via email at offcourse@optimum.net. offcourse@optimum.net. And I welcome all comments and feedback to the email. I enjoy getting emails from people. And I'll remind everyone that I have tried a new method. No one's used it yet. But I also have a phone number now where you can text or leave a voice message. And that number is 973-295-5887. 973-295-5887. You may text that number or you may leave a voice message there for the podcast and for me. I appreciate any feedback or comments that anyone would like to share. I think that does it for this episode. My next episode will be another commentary type episode, maybe in 2 weeks. Once again, I didn't look at the calendar, so I'm not sure when the third Wednesday of September is off the top of my head. But I would like to, you know, line someone up for that. And that would be September 15th. I've grabbed a calendar. So Wednesday, September 15th will be my next guest episode. And perhaps September 1st, I'll put out an episode. There may be things to comment about and talk about. Will be about 1 month till NADAC Champs on September 1st. Anyway, as I said, that wraps up this one. If you are going to a trial or you're doing videotaped runs or just even practicing in your backyard or at your local agility school, I wish you happy trialing.